You have made it to the dating stage and you are starting to like that special girl more and more. So naturally, you want to show her how you feel, but you're actually a little bit scared because, well, there's the huge factor that she might not feel the same. It's very common to be nervous about her reaction, but let me tell you, you really don't need to be. It's very important, though, to remember that it's simple when it comes to showing a girl that you like her. It's not really about how much you like her. It's about how much she likes you. So it might sound like a strange thing to say, but it is true. If she likes you, then she won't be scared by the fact that you like her. That's kind of why you need to be strategic when it comes to showing a girl that you like her. And you need to do it in a way that does not scare her off. So, gentlemen, today's video, I'm going to take you through some ways that you can show a girl that you like her without her running for the hills. If you want to know more, don't move, like and subscribe. Let's answer the very important question. Why should you tell a girl that you like her? We all have regrets. Maybe it was not trying as hard as we could have done on a test, or maybe not taking a risk that might have paid off. Often our regrets have something to do with dating. We regret not asking someone on a date. We regret not telling them that we like them and asking them to be your girlfriend. It's important not to live with regrets, and that's why it's important to tell a girl that you like her so that you don't have to think 20 years down the line, oh, she was the one that got away. I get it, telling a girl that you like her is super intimidating and it can sometimes go majorly wrong. She could say that, oh, I don't actually like you, and then that leaves you feeling hurt and very embarrassed. That is the worst thing that could happen, but it's important that you don't let that deter you. If you don't take the risk, well then you're never going to get the amazing rewards. So instead of focusing on the fact that you could end up embarrassed, instead focus on ways that you can tell a girl that you like her without scaring her away. Do not tell her without a plan. It can be tempting to just wing it, telling her that you like her, but this is not a good idea. Take it from a girl. You should have a plan before you dive in. Think about the setting of where you want to be when you say it, how you want to tell her, and also when. Will it be on a romantic date or at a coffee shop in the morning? Wherever it is, you need to plan it beforehand so that you can make sure it goes smoothly. Talk to her before you tell her. Have you ever experienced love at first sight? Whilst it's not really that scientifically proven, but it can be easy to get swept up in those emotions when we first meet someone and we think, wow, I really like her. You should not assume that they feel the same way as you. You might have fallen for them straight away and it could take them a while longer to realize how they feel. That is why it's important to never tell her as soon as you meet her that you like her. This could scare her away. Take some time to get to know her and trust that she is not going anywhere. She will want to get to know you as well, so spend some time talking and getting her to trust you and confide in you. Get to know her. This is something that many guys miss. Sometimes you can get feelings for someone without truly actually knowing anything about them. So to make sure that it's not just infatuation and that you really do like her, it's important that you get to know her and that of course she gets to know you as well. So this means going out on dates together, asking each other personal deep questions, not too personal, but if you want to know a bit more about those questions, we have plenty of videos that have covered it. So you need to be messaging her, not daily, but every other day. Now this stage could last a few months, but only after that will you know truly if you are really in love with her. Be her friend. That is right. You have to be her friend before a boyfriend. Being someone's friend is a great way to start a relationship, and I'm not talking about friend zone friending. You need someone to trust you. Specifically in this day and age, girls are very hesitant about guys. And if you are her friend, that means she's less likely to be scared away when you actually talk to her because she values you, she knows you, she trusts you. She would also never embarrass you as well. So when you tell her that you like her and let's say she doesn't like you back, she's not going to be rude about it. Along the lines of friendship, let's talk about you getting to know her friends. So, you're trying to let her know that you like her. so you need to make sure you have a good foundation. And we're building up a good base, so you should be a part of her life so that she can't easily get scared away. And if you guys are friends with her friend, she can't just run away from you. She needs to reply honestly with how she feels and not just ghost you. It also means that her friends might let it slip as well that she likes you before you even know from her. This happens more often than you think, so please pay attention to this. If you know that she likes you, then you can arrange the perfect date and tell her how you feel, knowing that she feels the same. Compliment her. Girls really do love it when a guy pays them genuine compliments. You should make sure that your compliments are not too sexual. It should be those compliments about the way she dresses or something about her uniqueness, for example, her personality. She will guess that you like her because you are complimenting her, and it's in a way that not many people do because you're pulling out her unique awesomeness. So it kind of pre-warns her before you sit down to tell her. Flirt with her. Previously, I said that you need to be good friends with her. Now, one way to get yourself out the friend zone is to be a great friend, but to be flirty and have that sexual tension. That is enough so that she knows you like her, and if she's not interested, well, she will pull away and you will know. It's basically you saying, "Hey, I fancy you," without directly saying it, and it gives her a chance to flirt back so you know how she feels. Now, don't just flirt with her and then tell her. You need to wait a while. You want to get to know her more before you tell her, and you want to see if she's reacting in a positive way to your flirting techniques. Keep in contact with her. You need to make the mission to text her, to phone her, and arrange dates with her regularly. You need to look as though that you are interested, but not desperate, so you don't need to be phoning her every day. You want to spend time with her, but you don't want to be doing it where you're literally like, "Hey, what are you doing? I finished work, tell me what you're eating, blah, 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 blah." It's going to get really annoying. You can text her to move the relationship along, so you could reserve texts or phone calls specifically to set up a date. And that means hanging out every couple of weeks so that your relationship can develop. This shows that you are making an effort by staying in communication with her. And if she agrees to dates and is texting you back, it also shows that she likes you as well, so that you know that you're not going to say, "Hey, I like you," and then she just looks at you mortified. Tell her friends that you like her. If you know her friends, then you can do this. It's a great way to basically get the word to her indirectly. They will definitely tell her, even if they say that they won't say anything. It's human nature to gossip, right? She will not say anything to you in case it's not true, but it means that when you do tell her, she's not going to act shocked or scared. Plus, she will be ready to tell you when she likes you as well. Plus, let's say, for example, you tell her friends that you like her. And you notice she's pulled away and she's very cold and distant, that is because she knows how you feel and she's not wanting to give you mixed messages. She's basically saying, "I don't feel the same." This is the strategy. Tell her that you like her when you are alone. It is finally showtime. You've done all of the groundwork, you've made sure you have a really good basic relationship to begin with. You've complimented her, you've gotten to know her, you've talked to her for hours, flirted with her, and become friends with her friends. You are ready to tell her how you feel. Remember to go back to step one, which was to have a plan. Make sure that you are alone when you tell her. And what I mean by this is that you're not in public where someone else is witnessing what's going on. You're not with your friend, she's not with her friends. Pick a place, wherever you are, that makes you both feel comfortable. Tell her that you have something to talk to her about and then simply explain how you feel, ideally somewhere which is nice and quiet and there's a nice ambience. And I would just say something as simple as, "We've been seeing each other for a while now and I really like spending time with you. And I think you're amazing, and I really like you." This will not scare her off, providing you've put that groundwork in. In fact, it will make her feel so special and give her butterflies, which is exactly what you want. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me a huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face, like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.